Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have Ashley Evans. She is the owner of NV Marketing. She tells us a story of how she moved from Alaska eating a bunch of whale blubber and then coming down to Arizona and just finding herself overseas and then coming back here and using all the knowledge she's accumulated in social media marketing and started NV Marketing. Take a listen, tell your friends, and please subscribe.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, we are here with Ashley Marie Evans. Ashley Marie, you are the owner of NV Marketing. So tell us a little about NV Marketing.
So NV Marketing is a social media marketing agency here in San Diego. We basically cater to environmentally conscious businesses and help them connect to their target audience and create content for them. Basically all social media we handle for them.
So the environmental aspect of it, is that based off of like no print marketing? It's all like social media, digital, so on and so forth.
Correct. It's all digital, social media mainly. We do email marketing as well. We also do some blog content, but anything like SEO or Google, I can refer, but we don't do that.
Okay, fair enough. And what brought you into the business?
So I've always kind of been into computers, I guess. When I was growing up, my dad thought he was really computer savvy. Fast forward, he is not, but he always acted like he was. He also always acted like he was a good entrepreneur. Another thing he is terrible at. Sorry, Dad, but I think maybe that got my interest sparked in both of them. I hope to be doing better than my father in both of them. But basically, when I was like 11, over the summers, I would sneak into the computer room and I would teach myself to code on Neopets.
Oh, wow.
And do like graphic design and other nerdy things like that. I don't really consider myself a nerd, but that's definitely not what my classmates were doing. And then when I graduated from high school, I went to University of Arizona, where I quickly realized it just wasn't my scene. I mean, it was, but I, you know, it's kind of like putting a kid in a candy shop. It was just way too fun. And so I traveled for a while. And then when I came back from my travels in Europe and Asia, my friends had just moved to San Diego. I had moved to San Diego. And we were, for lack of a better word, just kind of like post-grad losers. Like, we were living in OB, like had no money, just figuring it out. And so we started a blog called Babes Love Brunch. So Babes Love Brunch never made any money. Occasionally a restaurant will like ask us to come in and we'll get to eat and drink for free, which is, you know, more than enough payment for us. We're pretty cheap. But from that, I started getting really into digital marketing, started learning more about it, started getting questions from friends and family, and basically just became self-taught at that point. I started taking certifications online and kind of like broadening my horizons. Around this time, I got a really terrible corporate job that I hated. I feel like I'm just a creative person, and also being from Alaska, I don't think inside the norm of the way some people in the lower 48 is. Like, the whole get a job, get married, die thing never has appealed to me. So the corporate job was just really, really, really terrible for me. It made me pretty bummed out. So after about 6 months, I started like, what can I do? And so I started kind of consulting my friends and family for free, started creating like doing different things for free for people in San Diego. And then in January 2017, I started NV Marketing with absolutely no idea what I was doing. A lot has happened since then. And I can honestly say today, I feel super capable, super able, and really proud of what we're doing. But there's definitely been all kinds of craziness in between.
All right, so let me recap all this. All right, so you born in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You were in high school as a closet nerd. She says she's not a nerd, but it sounds like she was. All right. It's fine. I think we're all a little bit of a nerd. All right. So then from there, you went to college in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Partied it up, enjoyed yourself.
No.
All right. And then you traveled in Europe to find yourself, Europe and China, in essence. Mm-hmm. And then came back, Babes and Brunch. It was kind of a flop, but you learned from it. And then got
it
into
Envy. It is not a flop. We own babeslovebrunch.com. I consider that a success. Well, every year we put $100 to WordPress to keep it. Because someone's going to want to buy that from us.
I totally agree. Okay, there's never a failure unless you learn from it. Right? Yeah. I totally agree with that. And then now Envy Marketing. So going from Alaska to Arizona, that seems like the total off of the spectrum. Yeah. So what pushed you from there to Arizona?
Everyone asks that, and it's exactly what you think. I was cold. But going to Arizona was a huge shock. I remember my first week at U of A, and everyone was like, "Did you rush?" And I'm like, "I'm not in a rush. What are you talking about?" They're like, "A sorority." I'm like, "What's a sorority?"
All right. So you do that, and then you travel to Europe and China. Where did you go?
I never went to China. But I went to China. Southeast Asia.
Oh, Southeast, okay.
I would love to go to China. So maybe that is for 2020 because I'm busy in 2019, fully booked.
Excuse me.
Just with work. I went basically all over Europe except for like Scandinavia and Greece. I really, really liked Barcelona, really loved Berlin. Iceland was great. Honestly, no complaints. Traveling's great. Whenever someone says, "I love to travel," it's like when someone says, "I hate being sick." It's like, well, duh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, and one of the things, especially for me, I talk about this all the time, is the idea that once you actually get out of your comfort zone, you get out of your bubble, you can fully understand who you are and what you want to do. And so traveling to all those different countries, you're able to actually see, I'm assuming, of like where you want to be, where you wanted your life to go. Something like that, right?
Yeah. I think that kind of came for me when I was in Southeast Asia in Cambodia, which is actually my favorite country. There's just like a lot of plastic pollution. There's a lot of, because of the way infrastructure is set up there, the fact that there's not a lot of clean potable water, there's tons of plastic waste and people don't really know what to do with it. And so being from Alaska, being from a place that's so uniquely beautiful and so uniquely tied to climate change, it just kind of all connected. Because when I was a kid, my mom was very outdoorsy. She always wanted to make me go snowshoeing and all these things, but I wanted to be on the computer.
Yeah.
And so that's when it kind of all came full circle. I actually went back to school after Asia for a year to study environmental science, and that was in Idaho. And I just did not fit in Idaho. It's kind of like the deep south of the Northwest. So I came back to San Diego and just decided to do something much harder and start a business.
No, fair enough. That's that's the first push right there. So so once Babes and Brunch, you learned from it, not a failure, right? Babes and Brunch, you got into Envy Marketing about 2 years ago.
Yes.
You started about 2 years ago. Okay, so what's been some of the struggles that you've seen starting this business?
So social media marketing is an extremely saturated market. So that's definitely a challenge. That's why this year I've kind of gone back and forth to really honing in on one area to service. And for a while I tried to serve everyone, you know, any type of client. But I always tell my clients, if you try to appeal to everybody, you'll appeal to nobody. So I'm trying to take my advice this year and focus on environmental clients. It's what I'm passionate about. It's what I feel most educated in and most able to represent. So I think one of the biggest challenges is just getting out of my way. And yeah. But I think the challenge is kind of, there's a new one every week.
Okay. So just getting going, I guess you probably learned something from Babes and Brunch. Yet, was there anything of just finding a logo, finding, I guess, your own like structure of who you're going to reach out to in the marketing sector? Like, were those any kind of struggles there? Or is it just, you already had a list, you planned it out, and you kind of went for it? Does that make sense?
Oh, I had absolutely nothing planned.
Okay.
I probably did this the hardest way possible. I never worked at an agency. I just started this all. I didn't have sales training. All I knew is I can design and I can market things online. All of the training, all of the business aspect came after the fact. Babes Love Brunch really only taught me how many calories I can eat in one sitting, which is
how many can you eat?
Oh my God, I could eat a whole pizza right now. And I just woke up.
Wow. Yeah, actually, there's a place in PB that does, I think, a challenge, a full pizza.
Oh, yeah. I know, in Mission Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a whole strategy for it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, let's hear about that first.
Okay, so what you have to do is you have to work out extremely hard the day before. You don't eat the day before, you fast.
Okay.
Then you wake up the next day.
But drink a lot of water, though, because you need your stomach. Okay,
of course,
okay.
Drink water, because you need to stretch out your stomach.
Yes.
The next morning, you wake up and you have a huge breakfast. And then you go run something like Cal's. And then maybe you just do all of the peaks in Mission Trails. I don't know. You do an absurd amount of a physical activity. And then as you're driving there, you drink water and just like get ready. And then you go there and you crush it.
So when people listen to this podcast and they're commenting and responding to this, at that time, will you have done this challenge already?
No. So I really want to do this challenge with another woman because there's never been two women to do it. But realistically, you know, I'm probably going to enlist my friend Gorby. He can put down a lot of pizza as well. It just seems like a good pairing. So I think it'll be us.
Fair enough. So, okay. Now getting back to the marketing, I know everyone's getting really hungry now listening about the pizza, but we'll get back to this marketing idea. All right. So what are some things that you've actually kind of learned? I guess you've been doing coding for a long time, yet coding compared to actually the sales aspect of it has to be a little bit different. Have there been any struggles or anything that you've picked up over the many years to that you would look at your younger self and say, hey, this is what you need to do, or someone else is looking to get into social media marketing? What kind of advice would you give?
The first advice I would give is to take sales training. Okay. I'm in sales training right now, and it's really beneficial. I always thought that I would hate sales, but it's turned out to be completely different than I ever expected it to be. So I would definitely invest a lot in yourself, whether that be, you know, online courses, getting your Facebook ads certification, Google Analytics certification. You want to make sure that you have all of the education behind you to make you confident in what you're doing, because there's always going to be roadblocks that make you feel insecure. That's definitely something I struggle with. I've had depression since I was like a kid. So it's kind of funny to me that I would get into entrepreneurship, which can be so isolating and difficult. But another thing tied into that is I would say it's never as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
And to not be hard on yourself. I'm extremely hard on myself, and all that really does is hurt me. It doesn't do anything to further the process.
You should take a listen to one of our episodes. We had Bill on one of our previous podcasts, and he's all about music and how music can help you with depression. He was about to kill himself because he had a second bankruptcy, second divorce. And so he started listening to this one song on a loop for multiple hours, fell asleep to it, woke up to it and listened again. And then after that, he had kind of epiphany and he was able to soak up all the depression. And he still deals with it on a daily basis, but it's an interesting story right there with depression.
That is interesting.
So you're fighting through with depression. Do you do affirmation or anything like that in the morning or in the evening, or?
Oh yeah. This morning when I woke up, I was like, I am awake. yeah, I do affirmations. I meditate. I garden. I go to yoga. I go to therapy. I do everything I'm supposed to, but sometimes it's just, when there's a disappointment, I feel like that's what kind of, I hate this word, but kind of triggers me to be like, oh, I'm the worst. This is the worst day ever.
Yeah.
So right now what I'm trying to get better at is just having a balance between days. Like, okay, you just went to this client meeting and sounded like an idiot, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Move on. Like, they don't think you're an idiot. You are harder on yourself than anyone else is.
Yeah. It's about keeping that balance. When you have a good day, bring yourself down. When you have a bad day, bring yourself up. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So what's next with, Envy Marketing?
So this year I have a lot of goals. I have a goal to hire my first full-time employee.
Okay.
That would be amazing. I have that goal for Q2. Also to bring on more environmental clients. Last year I had a really great environmental client, but because of their budget and like my need to grow, it just wasn't working out. So basically just growing in every aspect.
So to find your environmental clients, what kind of platform do you use, or where do you find them?
Right now I'm finding all kinds of new ways through my sales training, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So outreach, cold calls, stalking them, you're speaking here. All kinds of things.
Yeah. LinkedIn, it's everywhere I go. I'm really bad with LinkedIn, but LinkedIn seems like the platform to make those connections.
Yeah. LinkedIn's great.
Yeah. So... So you're looking to bring on that next person. What are you looking for in that individual? Maybe a listener here might know someone.
Oh my gosh. Right now I'm just in the process of hoping I can, but I had this intern, Kenzie, who actually just got hired at her first big girl job. Congrats, Kenzie. And she was everything you could ever want in someone that works for you. She was happy. She was positive. She's a great writer, which is really important in my field. You need to be able to write a blog post. You need to be able to write copy. You need to be able to edit it and make sure that it's correct before it's sent off. Because that's a lot of the red tape that takes up a lot of my time, is making sure that all those things are correct, making yeah. sure that nothing is going out into the world with like a swear word on accident. So, just a go-getter, someone who's self-motivated and someone who's funny. I'm not, like, I'm a serious person, but I'm also just a nice person.
Yeah, you have to enjoy life.
Exactly.
So, wait, how did you find the intern? How did you find them?
Kenzie was through LinkedIn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, did you do a post on there? For people listening, maybe they might have a business and curious about having interns.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what I will do when I need an intern is I will post on Instagram stories, on the Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, you know, kind of just do a free round, just put it out there, maybe get some good applicants. If that doesn't work, then I'll do a LinkedIn job post. I've done Craigslist, I've done Facebook, and that doesn't give me anything. LinkedIn really has quality candidates. And then from there, do a phone interview with a few. And, you know, maybe I like two or three, and then I'll invite them in and we'll see if we connect.
And if I can ask, so was it a paid position?
No, it was not. I wish it was.
Okay.
No, what I would do, though, is I would pay for Kenzie's coffees. And if she was really great, I would buy her a beer.
fair enough. So, okay. So you're looking to bring on the new person. Are you planning to also have an intern too? Or is, 'cause it sounds like, you know, especially if you're maximizing your return, if you have an intern constantly coming with new ideas, that'd be beneficial. It's a minimal cost, right?
Yeah, I typically have a new intern every quarter.
Okay.
Or not quarter. I'm quarter on the school system because I'll typically get them, you know, or you can reach out to schools. Like I've gone through San Diego State or UCSD. So I'll typically have them on from like, say right now, like January till May.
Okay.
And yeah, that's typically what I'll do.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I looked at it in the past of actually having interns. I just didn't go too far. So that's...
Yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of bad ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if someone was looking for some social media marketing, how would they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on my email, which is ashley@envymarketing.com. Envy is spelled E-N-V-I. Or you can go to envymarketing.com. Or you could call me if I knew my Google Voice number, which I should probably pull up right now. Google Voice numbers are so funny.
You could probably, I would assume, even Google Envy Marketing and you'll come up with all this information. So if you're not savvy enough to pull up Google and putting in Envy Marketing, we might have another problem. E-N-V-I Marketing.
Exactly.
But what's the phone number?
It's 858-480-6517.
What are some tidbits that people, let's say they don't have the ability or the finances to bring on a social media marketer, what stuff could they do on their own?
So if you don't have the ability to bring on a social media marketer, you should go to envymarketing.com. And the first thing you should do is you should download our target audience freebie.
Oh, wow.
It's really beneficial to get clear with who you're trying to reach. Okay. Because once again, like I said, if you're trying to appeal to everyone, you will appeal to no one. So you want to make sure that you are creating content and copy that is speaking to the leads that you want. Otherwise, it's just kind of posting out into oblivion for no reason. So start by downloading that. And then we have all kinds of blogs and you can always reach out to me. The first time you call me, I always give a free consultation.
Fair enough. And then who do you use for SEO? I know you said you can refer it out. Is there a shout out that the person you use?
Yes. Alexa at Bloom Agency. I think her website, it's spelled B-L-U-M because we both like weird spelling. And it should be blumagency.com.
Fair enough. And then the last question, just to finish it off, in Alaska, did you ever eat whale blubber?
Yes, it's called muktuk.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I have never eaten that, and I don't know if I ever will, but it sounds it'd be an interesting story. So hopefully everyone out there was able to get some tidbits of Ashley's growth from moving from Alaska, moving to Arizona, partying it up, starting her company, Babes and with Brunch?
Babes Love Brunch.
Babes Love Brunch. And it's still out there, right? You said you're going to keep going?
Oh, yeah. It's still out there. Any meal that we have is probably on there. So, except for me. I'm trying not to eat out as much right now.
And then Envy Marketing. Take her advice. Reach out. Do you want to give your information one more time?
Yes. Ashley at envymarketing.com or envymarketing.com.
Please share. Please subscribe and tell your friends.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.